You're listening to SBS News.
Russian forces in Ukraine appear to be moving from a ground offensive aimed at Kyiv to what the Russian leadership calls the liberation of the contested Donbas region, suggesting a new phase of the war. Russian-backed separatists have controlled part of the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine since 2014. There's hope the announcement from Russia's military that the first phase of its so-called special military operation in Ukraine is mostly complete may indicate Russia could be changing tactics after facing fierce resistance in the first month of the war.
On the whole, the main objectives of the first stage of the operation have generally been accomplished. The combat potential of the armed forces of Ukraine has been considerably reduced, which, I emphasize once again, makes it possible to focus on the main efforts to achieve the main goal, the liberation of Donbass.
The announcement was made by Colonel General Sergei Rudskoy, first deputy head of Russia's military general staff. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has again appealed to Russia to negotiate an end to the war, but says Ukraine will not give up any of its territory for the sake of peace. He says Ukrainian troops have succeeded in containing the Russian army, forcing Russia to consider negotiations.
Containing Russian actions, our male and female defenders bring Russian authorities to a simple and logical thought. It's necessary to talk and to talk meaningfully, honestly, urgently, and for the sake of the result, rather than for the sake of stalling.
The Ukrainian leader says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated this week, most of them residents from besieged Mariupol. Russian forces are under great strain in many parts of the country, and the United States and other countries are accelerating their transfer of arms and supplies to Ukraine. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a partnership with the United States to reduce Europe's reliance on Russian energy and limit the billions of dollars Russia gets from fuel sales is unprecedented.
The four waves of sanctions we took against Russia are biting hard. They're running deep into the Russian economy, drying out the resources to finance this war. Now all our efforts should be on enforcing these sanctions and on preventing circumvention and evasion.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.